Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Dan bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Arki Chankute, co-author of Built on Trust, Dr. Arki Chankute, and learningcenter.net, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Arki, is that the website? Learningcenter.net. Please check it out. And folks, you want this book, Built on Trust, I promise you, you will thank me later. Arki, you work around the globe. You work with companies and people, and your career has spanned the globe. What are as you and more of us are too. I mean, more and more people out on Main Street are doing business around the world.
Yeah.
How do you see trust shaping up like in the sectors that you're working in?
Well, the very basics are the same. The road to get to those basics is different in different cultures. There's a warm-up phase in most other cultures. You know, in parts of Europe, you have casual conversation, maybe a glass of wine or a cup of coffee, you know, before you would ever think about bringing up business, et cetera, et cetera. And in the Asia, the East, we say it's different yet. You know, you would never come out and say, okay, when are we going to get this done? You know, you would work up to it, you know. And you would offer first before you would ask and so forth. But the basic need for trust, for confidence backed by a track record and the ability to build trust quickly, that is universal in my experience worldwide in the human population. Absolutely critical to everything that has anything to do with business or the exchange of anything at all. Absolutely.
So the key is, what you're saying is, regardless of where you are, you have to practice the fundamentals of trust.
Yeah.
But the difference between one region or geography and another, one culture and another, may be how much longer you have to practice it before you can say, can we do business and expect a positive answer?
That's right. That's right. So I call this a warm up phase, and it's different with each culture, but when you're through the warm up phase, and then, you know, there's a conviviality or for lack of a better word, then you still have to do these two basic things. You have to provide and ask for closure, and you have to make sure your commitments are genuine. Never say yes when you mean maybe. You express your doubts, and you label them, and you work them out. And in those doubts, that's where the innovation takes place.
A guy called me yesterday on something I'm having delivered in a couple of weeks. He needed an address, and I wasn't ready to give it to him. He called me to get the address, and I said, I don't have it. I've been working on that, but I'll have it, I'll get it by tomorrow, and I'll call you back with that address by tomorrow.
Yes, that's closure.
That's closure.
That's closure.
I have to perform on that, though.
Yes, you do.
So if he has to call me back, then I breached that trust.
That's correct. Unless something happens, and you let him know ahead of time or explain it. Unless there's a really good, but it should be a real exception. You know, that slippage. When slippage happens, you explain it, you bridge it, as we say, or you warn people about it ahead of time. You know, I am going to be, looks like I'm going to be late. You know, here's the kind of help I need, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then that smooths it over. But, you know, that's an exception. You know, usually you're there when you say you're going to be there. You know, a commitment is not, it's a promise. Unconditional promise, but it's not a guarantee because of the world we live in.
Right.
So you have to make sure that you understand that, but that it is an unconditional promise. You don't hold back. Hey,
but it also, but it still comes back to something you and I haven't always talked about in the past about trust. I'm going to trust you more the more you've demonstrated to me not only that you want to be trustworthy, but you care about the impact of your trust on me.
That's correct. That's correct.
That's now, huge, isn't it?
Yes, and in the old days, we had years and years to build on that.
Yeah.
You don't have that anymore.
The world's faster now. The ones and zeros have taken over. Archie, give us the website again, please, one more time.
Well, it's learningcenter.net.
The book is called Built on Trust. Archie, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, thank you, Jim. My pleasure. Really enjoyed it.
Dr. Archie Chankute, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Archie joined us, and so we did. And, of course, we'll have Archie back on again real soon. We won't do without him for very long. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.